Just cause you don't know your races, you don't get a pass when you're talking your shit. Just Radio Valencia.
Nadie puede foquear con nosotros.
Dispepsia. It's on Valencia Radio Monday 6 to 8.
Nero before Zod.
Emily tries but misunderstands. She's often inclined to borrow somebody's dreams till tomorrow. There is no other day. Let's try it another way. You'll lose your mind and play. Free games for play. See Emily play. trees into trees and sorrow hardly a sound till tomorrow. There is no other day. Let's try it another way. You'll lose your mind and play free games for me.
Just speak right into the bat mic here.
Hi.
Hi out there. Say, Batman, where were you going in such a hurry?
Well, just on the way out to fight a little crime and corruption, Chet.
Boy, this bat car you're driving sure is a jewel. How many horsepower does it have?
I presume you're speaking of bat power.
Sorry about that, Chief. How many bat power would you say it has?
Approximately 4,000.
That's a little hard to believe there, Batman.
Would you believe 135 with three deuces?
Well, I don't know, but that sounds reasonable.
Well, good night, Chet. I'll be on my way to fight a little crime and corruption now.
Well, folks, there you've heard it. A fabulous interview with the fabulous Batman. And there he goes off in a blaze of glory to fight a crime. Say, look out, Batman. Watch out for that truck.
Sorry about that, listeners.
Ladies and gentlemen, Giuseppe Palavina.
Nose Hair Lakeland with Karen Carpenter and Dr. Fiasco. Wednesdays from 10 p.m. to midnight on Radio Valencia.
Thank you. This is Smelly Kelly from Red Meat. And when I'm in San Francisco, and that's all the fucking time, I listen to Radio Valencia because they play that good root shit. God bless you. Take care. Say hello to the children.
Office and we'll identify them for you.
But you see, I don't have any bucks.
Well, then I can't help you. No, but I want you to come and exterminate my house, even though I don't have any bugs.
No, we don't do that.
Pressure juicing between thumb and forefinger always does a reliable job. Just wash your hands in salt water. Or you can use a rolled up newspaper. A rolled up anything can be used to kill bugs. Electrocute them. Buy a stun gun. Or an automatic electronic bug zapper. Eat lots and lots of garlic. Take a hot shower. And I guarantee you, those insects will be jumping off of your body faster than ticks from the carcass of a dead moose. Spray your neighbor and your neighbor's house with pesticides. Use a helicopter. Just about everything you can think of can be used to kill bugs. Buy a mean bug-eating pet. Clean your toilet 10 or even 20 times a day and change your socks at least once a week. Scrutinize the genetic history of everyone in your local community. Terminate everyone who does not meet the universal standard. You know what I mean. Just do it now. It's only going to get worse.
There's the image of the lunatic professor running through a field with a butterfly net. That here is life. My lifetime living among bugs, I have learned that rather than to try to exterminate the bugs that are in all of us, it is our bugs that make us human beings. It is the bugs that are, in some respect, our most human characteristics. And rather than an attempt to exterminate, why not celebrate, embrace, to listen to the music of the bug world and give in to the pleasure of our own decay.
Nothing about bugs, you can't kill them all. Nothing. think about bugs. You can't kill them all. Nothing about bugs. You can't kill them all. Nothing about bugs. You can't kill them all. Nothing about bugs.
When the moon is high in a cloudless sky, said a skeleton standing there. I'd like some hearts, said a miser old, 'cause my wife had a heart of gold. You eat liver, you Indian giver, for her body you have sold. I love liver, cried a witch in a jitter, and she crawled the bats from her hair. There's enough for all, said a vampire tall, on the dissecting table there. A monster sobbed that he couldn't eat, as he held his head in his hands. I lost my head in the vampire's bed, in Vegas at the Sands. A mummy stood in a case nearby, he heaved the most unearthly sigh. You talk like a corpse with a broken head, I cannot eat because I'm dead. So you can't eat, you dried up lush, screamed the witch, why don't you hush? A hippo stew is our delight, we'd rather eat, she shrilled, than fight. The beautiful corpse of a woman fair sat in a casket across the chair. Let's all have noodle soup, she said, I'm simply wild about chopped head. A group of vampires moan disgust, this eating stuff is not for us. For we are blue bloods through and through, so give us blood, a quart or two. Wyatt screamed, the monster tall, just a bunch of deadbeats all. We must not fight, here comes the light, we'll have to feast tomorrow night.
This is Maurice Tanny from 77 El Diora, and you're listening to Radio Valencia.
Drawing near, well, I have walked and I have ridden, see twisted faces trapped in stone, the sacred secrets I've kept hidden have left me cold and all alone. Blackbirds flying towards tomorrow, pain is peeling off the stairs, my heart is turned so hard and hollow, I've been feeling sick and scared. Mm-hmm. Well, I have talked and I have traveled, seen Christian cyclones spit and spin. My secrets have unraveled, a broken kite caught in the wind. Thunder crashed and showed a shiver, a smell of iron in the air, past silver ashes spread by the river. Why can't I leave them lying there? I've kept it, have left me cold and all alone. Life was blind towards tomorrow, pain is peeling off the stairs. My heart has turned so hard and hollow, I've been feeling sick and scared. Talked and I have traveled, seen Christian cyclones spit and spin. My secrets have unraveled, a broken kite caught in the wind. Thunder crashed and showed a shiver, a smell of iron in the air, past silver ashes spread by the river. Why can't I leave them lying there?
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. This is Wayne at Train Hancock. You know what? When I'm in San Francisco, I listen to Radio Valencia. This is the best. Don't you ever forget it.